下午的聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是天国好像买卖的。
This afternoon our topic is the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
我们请看马太福音十三章四十五节四十六节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13 verse 44 and verse 45.
马太福音十三章四十五节四十六节。
Sorry, it should be Matthew chapter 13 verse 45 and verse 46.
天国好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。主耶稣在这边所讲的这个比喻
，Here's the parable of Jesus Christ，
很可能跟他长大的地方加利利的拿撒勒那个地区呢，有关系的。
This parable probably has some connection to Nazareth, the city where Jesus grew up.
很可能在那个地区，古代有一些商人经常在那边出入。
It's very likely that in that city, in the ancient days, there are merchants trading in the city.
那这些客商呢，大部分都经济很好。
These merchants or traders must be rather wealthy.
那这些寻找宝珠这种商人呢，他是非常内行的。
And therefore, some merchants be an expert in pearls.
他有高大的眼光。
They must know how to look or how to value a pearl.
甚至他有很强的这种抱负，要去找最好的珠子。
And he must have some determination to look for the best pearl in the world.
那么这种有热切愿望的人，往往能够实现他心里所要的。
People who are very determined are usually able to carry out their wishes.
那这个商人呢？他找到好的珠子呢，可能价值连城啊。
If a merchant can find a good pearl, it could be worth millions.
他就变卖他的一切来买这一颗珠子。
And this merchant would sell all that he owned to buy one pearl.
但是呢，这个商人一定要有很好的眼光，能够有辨别好珠子的这种能力。
Again, the merchant must possess the knowledge of discerning whether this pearl is good or bad.
他才不会吃亏的。
So that he will not lose in his trading.
根据他的经验呢，他认为呢，他变卖一切买这一颗珠子的价值会更高。
Therefore, based on his experience, he knew that selling all he had to buy this one pearl is worth it.
那么这种有很珍贵的珠子
，and regarding to this fine pearl，
也就是这种商人要追求的实际价值啊。
This pearl must have the actual value worthy for the merchant to buy.
所以有心要追求更好的呢，他就会得到真理。
And therefore, those who pursue for the best usually find the truth.
所以主耶稣呢，可能在长大的过程当中呢，有看到、听到这些情形。
Therefore, during the youth of Jesus Christ, he must have heard or seen such incidents.
那这个比喻呢，跟四十四节的比喻好像很相似，又不太一样。
This parable in verse 45 is quite similar to the one in verse 44.
四十四节是天国好像宝贝，那这个比喻呢，是好像买卖人。这个相差就很大。
Verse 44's parable is kingdom of heaven is like a treasure, while verse 45, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant. There seems to be some difference here.
他不是说天国好像好珠子，他是说好像买卖人。
It doesn't say the kingdom of heaven is like fine pearls, rather it says the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
因此呢，这个比喻呢，就跟上一个比喻呢就不一样。
Therefore, this parable is different from verse 44's parable.
但是这些比喻呢，都跟建设教会有关系的。
However, all these parables are similar in a way that they are all for the building up of a church.
像商人的精神，商人所懂的事情，教会可以做参考。
For example, the spirit of this merchant is worthy for the church to follow.
那么这个珠子是怎么形成的？珠子为什么会成为这么珍贵？都跟教会信徒有关系的。
How is a pearl formed and the value of a pearl, they are all interconnected with the church.
我们结论先说就是买卖人就是主耶稣。
Let me give you the conclusion first. Jesus Christ is this merchant.
好的珠珠呢，就完全的教会。
And fine pearls refer to a complete church.
那为什么主耶稣是一个买卖人呢？
How is Jesus likened to a merchant?
因为天国好像买卖人。
Because the heaven of kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
所以主耶稣呢，离开天上来到世界上找这个好珠珠。
Therefore, Jesus Christ left heaven to come to earth to find pearls.
就是要找他的教会。
And he's looking for his church.
那教会是怎么形成的呢？
How is a church formed?
就跟这个呢，珍珠一样的形成啊。
It's likened to the same process as the formation of a pearl.
那么有关这个买卖人不是一般做生意的。
Now, this merchant is not a regular trader.
当然，这个寻找好珠珠的这种商人呢，跟一般商人不太一样。
A merchant who goes around looking for fine pearls is different from a regular merchant.
他必须要往世界各地去找啊。
First, he has to travel around the world looking for pearls.
所以把他称为客商，一方面做客人，一方面也是商人。
Therefore, they are passing merchants, they are passing through places.
请看以赛亚书二十三章第八节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 23, verse 8.
以赛亚书二十三章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 23, verse 8.
八百三十一页，八百三十页第八节。
Verse 8.
推罗本是受冠冕的，他的商家是王子，他的买卖人是世上的尊贵人，遭遇如此是谁定的呢？推罗啊，这个是在当时相当发展的一个地区啊。
Tyre was a very civilized city in those days.
那边有出产很多的金子啊，宝石啊。
And Tyre has some of the best gems and gold in the world.
那这些宝石可以做了很堂皇的冠冕。
And these gems can be used to make crowns.
他说他的商家好像王子，非常尊贵。
Says Tyre is the bestower of crown. Oh, sorry. Says Tyre has merchants who are princes.
那这些买卖人就是这种客商呢，是尊贵的。
And these traders are also honored of the earth.
所以我们把它解释为主耶稣啊，就是呢神成为肉身来到世界。
Jesus is God manifest in the flesh and coming into the world.
然后主耶稣呢就借着他的宝血非常。大的代价来买教会。
And with a great price, the Lord Jesus used his blood to purchase the church.
那么根据主耶稣在马太十三章所讲的这些比喻啊。
And according to the parables in Matthew chapter 13,
我们一对照就可以把这个买卖人是指的他本身啊。
If we can string them together to refer to one another, we know that this merchant is referring to Jesus himself.
啊，像第一个比喻呢，就是撒种的比喻。
The first parable is a parable of the sower.
撒种人是指的他本身。
The sower refers to Jesus himself.
那再来呢？就是撒种的比喻当中呢，也有这个败株的比喻。
And also there's the parable of the weeds.
那撒好种的这个呢，也是指的他本身。
And the one who sows the good seed refers to Jesus.
所以根据这些在前的比喻呢，我们就可以把这个买卖人呢是指的他本身啊。
Therefore, based on the explanation on the two parables, that we can conclude that Jesus is the merchant.
也就是说，对未来来说呢，有神的教会。
We can say that in the future there is going to be a church of God.
那主耶稣来到世界呢，还没有完成救恩之前，好像在寻找他的教会一样。
And Jesus, while on earth.He is likened to a merchant looking for fine pearls.
是神找人，不是人去找神的。
It is God who looks for people, not the other way around.
我们请参看罗马书三章十一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3 verse 11.
罗马书三章十一节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 11.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。保罗在这边说啊，没有人去找神啊。
Paul says here that no one seeks for God.
既然没有人找神呢，这个比喻我们就可以呢，把这个买卖人比喻为主耶稣啊。
Since no one seeks for God, we can say that this parable merchant refers to Jesus.
主耶稣，他来到世界以后。
and after Jesus came into the world.
他要寻找那些世上的人，不平安的人，痛苦的人。
He came to look for those who are lost, those who are in pain, those who are in anguish.
曾经有一个很有名的人。
There was once a famous man.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He's a descendant of Abraham.
但是这个人呢，却生活在罪恶当中。
This man, however, lives in sin.
不能够像他的祖先亚伯拉罕那么虔诚敬畏神。
He was not as reverent to God as his ancestor Abraham.
但这个人后来被主耶稣找到。
But this person was later on found by Jesus.
就是税吏长撒该。
He is the chief tax collector Zacchaeus.
那么主耶稣找到他以后呢，就对他说。
After Jesus found him, Jesus said to him.
请看路加福音十九章十节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19, verse 10.
路加福音十九章十节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 10.
人主来为要寻找拯救受伤的人，人主就是主的主耶稣啊。
The Son of Man refers to Jesus.
所以我们从这一节圣经就知道，主耶稣来到世界要找他需要找的人。
From this verse, we knew that Jesus came to the world to seek those he wants to find.
他还有其他的比喻都提到牧人在找羊。
There are other parables where Jesus mentionedwere about shepherds looking for lost sheep.
没有羊在找牧人。
There is no sheep looking for shepherds.
那牧人当然指的主耶稣。
Of course, the shepherd refers to Jesus.
羊是指的百姓。
Sheep refers to the people.
所以有一百只羊，有一只走迷路呢，这个牧人就要去找啊。
Therefore, if there were 100 sheep and one is lost, the shepherd would go looking for the one lost sheep.
当他找这个迷失的羊找到的时候，他非常高兴。
When the shepherd found the lost sheep, he would be rejoicing.
同样的，他找到我们这些呢，啊，困苦人呢，他非常高兴。
And of course, when Jesus found us, the ones who are in anguish, he would be very happy.
实际上，人在神的眼中呢，都不完全。
In fact, everyone is not perfect in the eyes of God.
每个人呢，啊，都好像很差劲的人，在神的眼中。
In the eyes of God, we all have weaknesses.
所以人呢，啊，亏欠神很多啊。
And that is why we have fallen short of God.
但是神呢，啊，以他怜悯的心呢，来寻找我们。
But with great compassion, God seeks for us.
所以我们能够信耶稣，并不是我们很积极的去找耶稣。
We believe in Christ not because we actively seek for Him.
是主耶稣拣选我们。
Rather, Lord Jesus chose us.
请看约翰福音十五章十六节。
Listen to John chapter 15, verse 16.
约翰福音十五章十六节。
John chapter 15, verse 16.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，好叫你们的果子长存。大部分的人都还没有信耶稣之前，没有很积极去找耶稣啊。
Most of us, before we are converted to Christianity, we do not actively go out seeking for Jesus.
也许有一些有积极的行动，这种人太少，大多数的人啊都没有。
But a few of us may be very actively seeking for the Lord, but majority of us do not do that.
所以在我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹，大部分都感觉到是主耶稣的拣选。
Therefore, in our church, many brothers and sisters felt that it is the Lord who has chosen us.
不是我们呢，很积极地付出行动去找主耶稣啊。
It is not us who are actively seeking for the Lord.
那么，主耶稣讲了这个比喻呢，啊，我们根据这几点啊，就可以让我们知道这个买卖人大概指的他。
So based on the above few points, we know that the merchant in the parable refers to Jesus.
那么这个珍珠呢，会成为珍贵之前呢，啊，是非常卑微的。
We know that before a pearl is formed, its original shape was rather cheap.
好像人呢，要被神拣选之前呢，是在罪恶当中不完全的人。
Likened to humans, before we were chosen by God, we were living in sin and we are imperfect.
请看以赛亚书六十四章第六节。
Please turn to Isaiah.Chapter 64, verse 6.
以赛亚书四十六章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 46, verse 6.
64章第6节。
Sorry, it's chapter 64, verse 6.
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去，人在神的眼中是没有重量的。
In the eyes of God, we have no value.
为什么？
Why?
因为太不完全。
Because we are so imperfect.
在这边所形容的人呢，在是。
We here are described in this verse as we are unclean in the eyes of God. We're likened to a withered leaf without any greens.
那么神呢,
and actually, God is looking for people like that.
还有呢，那个比喻当中的这个商人呢，他是付出很大的代价。
Also in the parable, the merchant paid a great price to purchase a fine pearl.
同样的，我们要蒙恩，并不是可以用钱，简单的钱就可以买到神的恩典了。
In order for us to receive the grace of God, it cannot be purchased with money.
神的救恩呢，是不能用钱买的。The
salvation of God cannot be purchased with money.
在使徒时代，有一个人想要用钱买神的恩赐。In
the days of the apostles, there was one believer who liked to purchase the gifts of God with money.
那时候彼得就责备他说不可以。And
Peter rebuked him saying, No.
神的恩赐不能用钱买的。The
grace of God cannot be purchased.
如果能够用钱买的，那就很简单。If
you can purchase the grace of God with money, then it's too simple.
所以是不能用钱买的。
Therefore, you cannot buy the grace of God.
是神的恩赐。
It is a grace from God.
那么有关这个珠珠怎样形成呢？
And as for the formation of a pearl,
这个珍珠是生长在这个深海里面。
Pearls are grown in the deep sea.
那么珍珠还没有形成之前呢，是一颗棒，或者是这个毫粒啊。
And before the pearl is formed, first you need clams or oysters.
那么它在海里面呢，有这个外物，或者是一粒沙子，侵入到这个蚌或者蚝粒的内部里面。And
there must be some foreign substance or a grain of sand that goes into this clam or an oyster.
或者呢，很小的寄生虫啊。 就侵入到它的内部去。Or
it could be a small microscopic organism that went into the clam or the oyster.
或者是小小的虫卵呢，进到它的内部去。It
could be the egg of a small microscopic organism that went into the clam.
那么这个时候它就内部受到伤害。And
so the clam would be irritated.
当它呢发现这种情形的时候呢，这个 棒或者这个蚝粒，它会吐出一种有盖子的这个液，就把它一层一层的包起来。So
when the clam or the oyster is irritated by this foreign substance, it will secrete a form of mucus which contains calcium, and it would cover up the foreign substance layer by layer.
那这种有液体的这种有盖子的液体呢，一层一层包，这个要经过一段时间。And
this calcium mucus would cover up the foreign substance layer by layer for a period of time.
这个是棒或者毫粒，它本身要吐出来的。And
the 什么东西？
吐出来的这个有盖子的这个液体。And
this mucus must be secreted by the clam or the oyster.
然后把这个外面侵入到里面的这个东西呢，它就把它包起来。And
this mucus will then cover up the foreign substance.
那它要一层一层的把它包起来。And
this mucus would cover up the foreign substance layer by layer.
那就会渐渐的形成呢，一颗珍珠。And
slowly it will form a pearl.
所以要成为尊贵的珍珠之前呢，它会受伤。 会受很大的苦。
Therefore, you know, before a pearl is formed, this clam must suffer some great pain.
那教会的形成也是一样的。
Same thing for the formation of a church.
首先就是耶稣呢，他要受苦，被钉十字架，受伤啊。
First, Jesus Christ must suffer, must be crucified.
然后流出他的宝血呢，好像呢，把这些不完全的一层一层的把它包起来。
And then he has to shed his blood to cover up those who are imperfect, layer by layer, like unto mucus.
所以主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，
So when Jesus was crucified,
特别呢，圣经上有记录到他流血的情形。
The Bible recorded, or rather the Bible described how he bled.
请看约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
约翰福音十九章三十四节。
John chapter 19, verse 34.
唯有一个兵丁拿枪砸他的肋旁，随即有血汗水流出来。主耶稣在十字架上还没有断气之前。
Prior to Jesus breathing his last breath on the cross,
那这个兵丁奉派命令啊，要把他砸死啊。
A soldier was commanded to pierce Jesus.
所以他就拿他的枪从他的肋旁一砸下去就血汗水流出来。
So the soldier took up his spear and pierced the side of Jesus and out came blood and water.
好像这个蚌壳呢吐出他的液体出来一样。
It's likened to a clam secreting its mucus.
所以教会的建立就是从主耶稣的宝血来救赎我们。
So the formation of a church starts from the blood of Jesus.
那这个蚌壳或者蒿粒，它本来是在这个海中啊，是很卑微的一个小小的东西。
This clam, when it was in the sea, it is a very insignificant organism.
所以这个要成为珠子之前呢，是非常卑微的。
Therefore, prior to forming a pearl in it, this clam is very insignificant.
那么这个教会要形成之前呢也就是说主耶稣必须要成为呢很卑微的人子。
Prior to the formation of the church, Lord Jesus must also become a very insignificant son of man.
比喻当中的这个买卖人跟珠子都有连带关系的。
Therefore, in the parable, there's a connection between the merchant and the pearl.
我们请看腓立比书第二章第七节。
That's in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7.
腓立比书第二章第七节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 7。
环岛西极，其了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节。
8。
就人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。保罗在阐明主耶稣呢怎样。离开天上来到世界，成为卑微的样式。
Here is how Paul described the Lord Jesus coming into the world and being found in the form of a human and humbled himself.
好像这个珍珠要成为珍珠之前呢，是非常卑微的这个蚌壳或者是这个蒿粒。
Like unto the formation of a pearl before its formation, you see this very insignificant organism clam.
那么经过外物的闯入受伤以后才渐渐形成尊贵。
After the intrusion of a foreign substance, it would wound itself, secrete mucus, and form a pearl.
同样的主耶稣呢也经过受伤以后才成立这个尊贵的教会。
In the same manner, Jesus was wounded and he formed the church.
请看以赛亚书五十三章第五节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章第五节。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5.
那知他为我们的过患受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得到平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。这个是预言主耶稣要来受苦的情形。
Here's a prophecy regarding the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣要被钉十字架之前所受的这些伤害呢，就是这种情形。
And this describes what happened to Jesus prior to his crucifixion.
他完成救恩以后，我们这些相信的人呢，得到了恩典呢，就是这种情形。
And after he was wounded, the grace that he bestowed upon us is likened to this.
也就是说呢，这个蚌壳本身啊，要蛇及，要自己受伤害蛇及，才能够产生宝贵的珍珠啊。
That is to say, the clam must first be wounded and gave himself up in order to form this pearl.
同样的，主耶稣成为人主以后呢，他要牺牲自己的生命。
In a similar way, the Lord Jesus Christ, being the Son of Man, must be injured or be wounded.
才能够产生尊贵的教会出来。
He must sacrifice himself to form the church.
当然呢，这个过程呢，就要经过一段时间了。
Of course, the process takes some time.
所以传道人保罗在他的书信当中呢，一直阐明主耶稣舍己流血救赎我们这些道理。
Therefore, in the epistles of Paul, you can often read about how Paul describes the Lord Jesus suffer for us.
请看提多书第二章十四节。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 2 verse 14.
提多书第二章十四节。
Titus chapter 2 verse 14.
他为我们舍了自己。要使我们脱离一切的罪恶，又洁净我们，托作自己的主名，若心为善。他就是主的主耶稣，舍弃自己的生命。
He refers to Jesus who gave his life up for us.
那么借着他的宝血来救赎我们呐，脱离一切的罪恶。
Through his blood, he has redeemed us from all iniquity.
那这个跟受罪的洗礼都有连带关系。
And all these are connected to the baptism.
所以我们呢，要相信耶稣之前，要接受受罪的洗礼，才能够受罪洁净，成为义人。
When we accept the Lord Jesus, we must first be baptized to have our sins redeemed, so that we can be claimed righteous.
那这样就成为呢特别的主民，神的主民。
Then we can become a special people, a people of God.
然后在这个团体里面，才发起热心是神所喜悦的。
And then in this community, we must show our zeal for the Lord.
所以教会要形成之前，真的呢，主耶稣本身所受的苦难。
Therefore, before the church must be formed, I'm sorry, before the church is formed, Jesus Christ must suffer.
所付出的代价。
And the price that he paid.
才能够呢。形成这个教会。
He must pay a price. He must suffer to form this church.
那么要形成教会呢，当然要有很多人来相信，才能够成立教会。
And in order to form a church, you must also have believers.
因此，我们每一个人呢，在神的这个眼中呢，是非常尊贵。
Therefore, each and every one of us is valuable in the eyes of God.
因为呢，主耶稣付出很大的代价。
Because Jesus has paid a big price.
我们请看哥林多前书第六章二十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 25. Sorry, verse 20.
哥林多前书第六章二十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上荣耀神。珍珠是非常价钱非常高的。
A pearl is rather valuable.
所以买卖人必须要变卖一切才能够买这一颗珍珠。
Therefore, the merchant must sell all that he owned to buy this one pearl.
那么主耶稣并不是用钱的代价来买的。
And the Lord Jesus did not purchase us with money.
他所说的重价就是流出他的宝血啊。
Here the price that Jesus paid was he shed his blood.
来救赎我们。
He shed his blood to redeem us.
请看以弗所书第一章第七节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
以弗所书第一章第七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
我们借着爱主的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。借着爱主主耶稣的宝血。
Through the blood of Jesus.
大家才能够蒙救赎，过患得以赦免。
Our lives were redeemed and our sins were forgiven.
所以这样呢，所付出的代价就很高了。
And therefore, Jesus has paid a rather high price.
所以保罗才说他 用重价买了我们。
Therefore, Paul said that the Lord Jesus has paid a big price for us.
所以这个比喻当中呢，买卖人是他本身，那这个租住的行程呢，又发生在他的身上。
And therefore, the merchant in this parable refers to Jesus, and the formation of the pearl also refers to Jesus.
那他用重价，就是用他的宝血来买我们，使我们成为他的主民呐。
And he paid a great price to purchase us so that we can become his people.
那保罗在哥林多前书六章这里所说的是要借着这个我们的身子上来荣耀神呐，身体来荣耀神。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul says that it is through this that we must use our body to glorify God.
也就是说呢，我们每一个人呢，要借着我们的行动来荣耀神。
In other words, through our action and our deeds that we must glorify. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。保罗在这边说啊，说将身体献上当作活祭。
Paul says here that we must offer our body as a living sacrifice to God.
简单说，借着我们的身体各样的活动行动呢，是活的、灵活的，好像祭物奉献给神啊。
In other words, we must live using our body and also our deeds likened to a living sacrifice to God.
所表现的就是圣洁的。
In other words, we must show that we are holy.
所表现出来的行为都是神所喜悦的。
We must show that we are acceptable to God.
那这个就是在侍奉的过程上的表现。
And we must show all these, in our servitude to God.
那这样神就能够得到荣耀。
And this way, God will be glorified.
我们再看《哥林多前书》十章三十一节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31.
哥林多前书》十章三十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。保罗在这边说，无论是哪一种活动，都要为荣耀神而做的。
Paul says that whatever activity you take part in, do it all to the glory of God.
因为呢，是神借着基督呢，所付出很大的代价来买我们的。
Because through Jesus, God has paid a huge price to purchase us.
一棵果子树呢，能够得到使主人得到荣耀，就是要结果子。
And a tree, in order to glorify its owner, must bear much fruit.
同样的。神要得到荣耀，要借着我们这个教会弟兄姐妹，就是基督的身体呢，能够有好行为。
In the same manner, in order for God to be glorified, this church must also show good manners or good deeds.
那么他就能够得到荣耀。
In this way, God will be glorified.
所以在这个比喻当中呢，都有连带关系的。
Therefore, in this parable, there are many things that are interconnected.
买卖人。这个客商啊，跟这个好珠珠都有连带关系的。
There is a connection between the merchant and the fine pearls.
所以，一颗重价的珍珠啊
，a pearl of great value，
是整体的。
It is one body.
所以，教会也是一样的。
Therefore, it goes the same for the church.
主耶稣跟我们教会，这个都是一体的。
The Lord Jesus and the church, we are all one.
我们请看以弗所书第四章第四节第五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 4 and 5.
以弗所书第四章第四节第五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4 and verse 5.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个主望。第五节。
5.
一族一信一喜，这些情形都是在我们教会里面实现出来。
And all these are actually done in our church.
只有一个圣灵。
There is only one spirit.
只有一个教会。
There is only one church.
好像身体只有一个。
Because it is likened to only one body.
那教会就是基督的身体。
The church is a body of Christ.
所以在每个信徒的心目中只有一位主。
Therefore, in the heart of every member, there should only be one God.
一种信仰，一种洗礼。
There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
那么第六节又提到啊，一神啊，独一神啊。
Verse 6 mentions one God, one true God.
然后呢，啊，就是说超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中啊。
And this God is above all, and through all, and in all.
啊，住在众人之内。
He lives in us.
这就是神的本质是灵啊。
And this is because the essence of God is spirit.
超乎一切。
It surpasses all things.
可大可小。
It can be big, it can be small.
是非常啊奥秘的事情。
It is very mysterious.
那么这个教会呢，也是一个身体啊，所以身体里面有很多的肢体。
And the church is also likened to a body with many parts.
那这些肢体就是我们好像有很多弟兄姐妹。
And the parts will refer to the many brothers and sisters in the church.
合起来才是一个整体呀。
Together we make up one full body.
所以一颗啊，这个重价的珍珠啊。
So one pearl of great value.
是一个整体呀。
Is one complete body.
好像我们现在神的教会也是一样的。
So likened to the church of God today.
所以我们啊，能够了解到这么深入以后呢。
If you can understand this.
那么每一个呢都有息息相关、啊、
Then every one of them is somehow interconnected.
啊，不能够互相伤害。
And we cannot hurt one another.
那么实际上软弱的信徒太多啊。
But in actual fact, we have many believers who are weak.
所以一直到目前为止呢，神的教会还没有达到纯洁完全的地步。
And that is why the Church of God has not reached the stage of purity and perfection.
所以这个教会呢，就是继续在建设。
And therefore, our church is continuing building up.
一方面呢，要增加更多的人啊，得救的人。
One hand, we are increasing members.
一方面呢，在内部呢，就是要形成到呢很完美。
And on the other hand, internally, we must become perfect.
所以在经营这个教会呢，啊，主耶稣所讲的这些比喻有很好的参考。
Therefore, when managing the church, the Lord Jesus has given us many parables to refer to.
当然呢，一个商人有商人呢，他要买到贵重的珍珠呢，他要下了很大的功夫啊。
And a merchant, in order to buy one pearl, he must put in much effort.
这些呢，优点都值得我们做参考的。
And these virtues of a merchant are worthy for us to learn.
那这一颗珍珠能够价值连城啊。
And in order for this pearl to be of great and enormous value,
并不是呢。这些商人把它造成的。
It is not the work of the merchants who added value to the pearl.
有很多呢，珍贵的东西啊，是在秘密当中形成，人不知道。
There are many precious things that are done in secret.
所以这个教会的形成会成为珍贵呢，有时我们这些弟兄姐妹呢，也不晓得为什么会这样。
And many brothers and sisters also do not know why the church has become so honorable.
这个叫做隐藏的奥秘。
This is what is known as a hidden mystery.
所以在神的教会里面呢，有很多隐藏的奥秘。
And in the church of God, there are many hidden mysteries.
有时候看这个教会好像没有前途。
Sometimes if you look at a church, you will find that this church has no future.
好像大家在信仰上的表现呢，啊，都不活泼。
You will see that many people are not very active in their faith.
但是这种看得见所了解的还是有限。
But what you see is very limited.
好像一棵树的成长
It's likened to the growth of a tree.
有很多呢，栽种人不晓得。
Many planters don't really know.
那么教会的成长也是有这种情形啊。
The same applies to the church, the growth of a church.
我们请参看马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
26节、27节。
Verses 26 and 27.
马可福音第四章26节、27节。
Mark chapter 4, verses 26 and verse 27.
又说神的国如同人把种撒在地上。27节。
27.
黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何作样。 这里提到啊撒种的比喻啊。
Here is another parable of a sower.
人把种子撒在地上。
A man scatters seed upon the ground.
白天撒上去，晚上就休息睡觉。
During the day he would scatter seeds, and at night he would go to sleep.
但是白天一起来去看呢。
The next day when he gets up and go out to look at the seed.
奇怪，怎么会发芽？
It has sprout.
经过几天呢，也没有看到它。它为什么会成长？
And not having seen the seed for a few days, it has grown into a plant.
所以在发芽成长的过程啊，
Therefore, the
撒种人、经营人没有 看到。
The process of germination and growing, the sower did not see it.
因为晚间你在睡觉。
Because at night he's sleeping.
那么这些有生命的、能够有成长啊，多数操在造物主的手中。
And things with life and able to grow and mature, these are all in the hands of God.
人也是一样的。
Same thing for humans.
像做妈妈的人。
For example, mothers.
她每一次在给她的宝宝洗澡的时候会发现，她手中的宝宝怎么越长越胖，越长越大。
And each night she showers her baby, she'll realize that her baby has grown up.
但是她在成长的时候呢，你看不出来。你没有办法看出它啊，长一点点，长一点点，没有办法去看。
However, the process of growing it was invisible to the mother. She cannot witness the child growing inch by inch.
所以神呢啊，创造这个生命啊，有这些奥秘在里面。
And therefore, there are some mysteries when God created life.
那么这个神的教会有神的生命在里面。
And the church of God has the life of God in Him.
那么教会呢啊，就渐渐兴旺长成呢。有时候我们是没有办法去深入了解。
And the church slowly prospers and matured, and sometimes it is beyond our understanding.
所以基督在他的教会里面怎样呢？把它建立为很完美呢？有时候我们很难去了解。
And it's sometimes beyond our understanding, to know how the church could, or how God, or how, sorry, how Jesus, mature the church.
那如果把我们教会这个团体又把它分为个别，每一个人的灵修的情形呢，别人很难去了解的。
And as we break down the church into individuals, it is very hard to know how each and every one of us nurture ourselves.
你看这个人好像不错，实际上也不见得这样。
If you see a person who is rather good, perhaps in reality he's not that good.
你看这个人已经没有希望，这么差劲也不见得。
And when you see a second person, you might find that he is hopeless, but it may not be true.
因为神在他的内心的感动、内心的运行呢，是旁边的人没有办法去了解的。
Because how God works in that person is beyond our understanding.
像有的父母认为自己的儿女已经没有希望，不见得。
Some parents felt that their children are hopeless, but this may not be true.
有的人因为圣经的一句话，他就改变。
Some people can change because of one verse in the Bible.
有的人一得到圣灵完全改变，这个是你没有办法事先去想到。
And some people change because they have received the Holy Spirit, and this is beyond our understanding.
那这就是生命的奥秘。
This is the mystery of life.
所以我们这些信耶稣的人呢、啊、
，Therefore, we believers of Christ,
有神的生命在我们里面，这个就奥秘。
We have the life of Christ in us, and this itself is a mystery.
请看哥罗西书第三章第三节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 3.
哥罗西书第三章第三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 3。
你们要思念上面的事，不要思第三节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面啊。保罗在这边提到说，我们信耶稣的已经死了，实际上我们还活着，好好的。
Paul says here that we who believe in Christ we are dead, but in fact we're still living.
这就是说在罪方面呢我们已经死掉了。
This refers to that towards sin we have died.
那么信耶稣受洗我们的灵命呢又复活。
After believing Christ and after our baptism our spiritual life is revived.
那我们真正的生命就一同藏在神里面。
And our true life is hidden with Christ.
与基督连在一起藏在神里面。
We are joined to Christ and hidden with Christ in God.
那这种生命的变化呢我们有时候很难去了解啊。
It is sometimes difficult for us to understand this transformation in our life.
所以一颗珍珠呢， 要形成之前呢，它在海底里面看不见。
Therefore, before a pearl is formed, it is in the deep sea, invisible to the eye.
是一种秘密形成的。
It is a process done in secret.
等到形成到很珍贵的珍珠，人再把它开采的。
It is only when the pearl is formed that we can pluck the clamp to open it up to find the pearl.
所以教会的形成呢，也是一样的。
This is the same for the church.
每个人的美好的这种灵性的形成呢，也是一样的。
And also the same for the maturity of our spirituality.
这就是我们从主耶稣这个比喻里面呢可以去了解的。
And this is what we can understand from this parable of the Lord Jesus.
那有关这个比喻呢底下还有多方面我们可以去发现的。
There are also some other truths that we can reveal.
做我们呢推展教会圣工的参考，做我们灵修的参考。
And we can use this as a reference to our spiritual nurturing.
那么有关这个比喻的呢买卖人跟这个租主呢，就下午大概阐明的这些了。
And I will discuss only these few points this afternoon regarding the merchant and the pearls.
就指了主耶稣跟教会。
And the merchant refers to Christ, and the pearls refers to church.
那跟我们大家都有连带关系的。
And these are interconnected with us.
下午讲到这里。
I end my sermon this afternoon.